USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden discussing an issue that's near and dear to a lot of Americans' hearts and wallets right now, gasoline prices. He spoke at the White House and said he is tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, warning, though, it will take some time to have an impact on consumer-level gasoline prices. He also said this is not something that's happening just in America, but rather it's a global issue.
In Japan, it's about $5.50 per gallon.
Former President Trump says the president's Build Back Better Act is like throwing money out the window, and he says it's only going to make inflation and things like gasoline prices worse. And he told Fox's Hannity, had he been reelected, the U.S. would be the number one natural resource provider in the world.
We would have, at the end of my term, we would have been bigger than Russia.
This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
New York Giants legend Michael Strahan is the latest celebrity to announce he'll be flying into space on Blue Origin's next flight. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, and now TV host as well, said he began preparations for the flight a couple of weeks ago. Liftoff is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern on December 9th from West Texas. It appears the Atlantic hurricane season is going to be wrapping up quietly, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The season officially ends on November 30th, and the National Hurricane Center says no tropical activity is expected for at least the next 5 days. There have been 21 named storms this year, meaning the Hurricane Center went through its entire name list for the tropical storms and hurricanes.
Stocks ended mixed after a choppy day on Wall Street. The Nasdaq lost 79 in the end, the S&P gained 7, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 194. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Not only the president, but the energy secretary is being pressed on the soaring gasoline prices. Jennifer Granholm opened the White House briefing where President Biden also spoke on Tuesday afternoon by agreeing those gas prices are too high, but she cited a global mismatch between supply and demand. Granholm also argued that presidents don't control the price of gasoline. President Biden didn't announce he's tapping into the nation's vast oil reserves, authorizing release of 50 million barrels of crude. They acknowledged, though, that it's going to take some time to have an effect on the price for consumers at the pump. Jury deliberations continued for three white men accused of killing Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia, as the prosecution had argued Arbery was chased and murdered without justification while the black man was simply jogging in a Georgia neighborhood last year. The defense claims he was killed in self-defense when he resisted a attempted citizen's arrest. Apple is suing an Israeli firm known for hacking into iPhones at the request of a government. The NSO group being taken to court. It sells software to governments, which then allows iPhones to be hacked. Apple says only some customers were the target of the hacks, and they'll be notified if they were. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.